Welcome to the Swinging Single Podcast with your host, AC Maxwell, broadcasting from the legendary Crazy Winter Nights Party here in Kansas City, Missouri. For over two decades, I have embraced the swinging lifestyle as a single male. Yes, that creepy single male. And on this show, you're going to hear some wild tales, some experiences I had, and go over topics that are about the swinging lifestyle. Maybe some kink, BDSM, all kinds of stuff. We are coming to you live today from the Crazy Winter Nights Party here in Kansas City, Missouri. So if you're listening live or on recorded, you can go grab some lube, grab a box of tissues because you don't want to make a mess and you want to clean up after yourself. This ain't a swinger party. So make sure you clean up after yourself. And for the spouses out there, get cozy, get some wine, and settle in for some uncensored, eye-opening stories on the Swinging Single Podcast.
The Swinging Single Podcast with host AC Maxwell is intended for entertainment and educational purposes only. The opinions, views, and content expressed or shared on the podcast are solely those of the host, AC Maxwell, and any featured guests or contributors, and do not necessarily represent those of the podcast's affiliates, sponsors, advertisers, or partners. Any information provided is given with the understanding that it does not constitute a contract, engagement, or formal advice. The host, contributors, affiliates, sponsors, advertisers, and partners of the podcast shall not be liable for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or punitive damages resulting from the use of or inability to use the information in the podcast or from any decisions made based on such information. The content of the podcast is protected by copyright and other intellectual property laws. By continuing to listen to the podcast, you agree to be bound by the then-current version of this disclaimer. Any questions or concerns regarding this disclaimer, please contact us at swingingsingleogmail.com. By listening to the Swinging Single Podcast, you acknowledge that you have read and understand this disclaimer and agree to its terms. Shave your cock and balls, gentlemen.
All right, welcome back. You know, we're here at Crazy Winter Nights here in Kansas City, Missouri. And if you hear people talking in the background, it's because I'm in the main, I guess you'd say the main conference room. You know, I got the lovely pasty lady next door to me with her tits out, with her pasties on. I got another lovely group selling hats, tumblers, ropes, and other stuff out here. So there's a lot of stuff here, guys. So if you're in the Kansas City area or you're nearby, come on in and check it out because it's really fun. You know, you get to meet people, fellow swingers. Also, we got the BDSM kink lifestylers in here and all that stuff. So you got a lot of stuff going on here. But, you know, you came here to hear my sexy stories or talk about it. So I arrived in Kansas City yesterday, came here, set up, did my two-hour show here today. And last night... they were having karaoke in the main hall. It was pretty good. Karaoke was good. People could sing. Some people couldn't sing, you know. But you know what? That's not what it's all about. It's about getting out there having fun. So I decided to check out the local scene. Like whenever I go to any city, I always want to check out the local swinger scene. And I started Googling. I Googled Kansas City Swinger Clubs. And one club that came out because it allows single guys. And it was on a Friday. I'm not going to waste my Saturday night. I'm going to stay here, party here, have some fun, maybe have some sex and all that stuff. And maybe, who knows? So I Googled Kansas City swinger clubs and I came up with a club called the Fantasy Lounge. And the website is thefantasylounge.com. And I heard it's brand new. The club ain't new, but the location is new. And I guess it's in a better area now in Kansas City, so that's good. So I went there, and what I kind of do like about it is that you have to be vetted. So you got to send in an email explaining who's going to be there, your single guy, single female, or couple. Send in, I guess, a picture, too. They got to send in a picture. I don't know. And later on, you hear from them. They got back to me within 24 hours, so it wasn't like you wait weeks and weeks and weeks. I worked at a club in Houston called Club Cave. They would do that. They would tell people you have to send the pictures in and fill out information, and they'll get back to you. Well, they wouldn't get back to them for a week or two, which kind of sucks because you lose them in there because, you know, people want to party. So I sent in my information. They vetted me, and bada boom, bada bing, I'm in. So I could sign up for any party. So I went to last night's Mardi Gras party, and I got the beads. If you're on SDC or Swing Lifestyle, you can see my beads and all that because I got them on right now. See, you can hear them, all that stuff. So I went there last night, and it's about from the hotel to the party. It was like less than 25 minutes. So, which was good because it's not a long ride and all that stuff. So I headed over there around 9 o'clock because it doesn't open to 9. 9, I don't know what time it closed. I didn't stay there long. I only stayed there an hour and a half. And the reason why I spent a lot of money here to party here at the crazy winter nights, and I figured, well, I better get my money's worth. Anyways, so I go there, and it is kind of hard to find. But they do, when they send you an email that you've been vetted and all that, and they sent the information, the web address, they don't want you to send the address to anybody. It says, please don't send the address to anybody else, which is, you know, kind of cool because I always say you don't want a swinger club where, you know, the word gets out or, you know, cops and all that stuff find out about it stuff. Because, you know, people, electioneers, you know, politicians love to, DAs love to make a big bust. And a sex bust is always a good bust. A drug bust is always a good bust and all that stuff. So they tell you don't tell anybody the address. Great. I have no problem with that. I'm only in Kansas City probably once a year, so it's no big deal. Not like I know many people here anyways, right? So to get there, I got to park underneath a road, I think it is, like a bridge. You park underneath there, you walk over there. Now, like I said, there's nothing that will show you that it's a club or anything. But what you do see, they do explain about the steel steps and the black railing, which was a key. So you figure that out. You go there. It's cold as hell here. It's only like 15 degrees, snow. They had a winter storm here like the beginning of the week. And get in there. You're going to get little cold getting there. So make sure you dress appropriately during the winter months. You go up to the stairs, and the very first door, you open it. Now, my first impression, I didn't know it was a new location. So the first impression was, this is not going to be good. The check-in area is not bad, but they need to definitely get it going. They need to get a better coat check system because they have, like, this little rack. But you can already tell it's going to break because there's so many people. Everyone's bringing a coat and all that. Because it's 15 degrees out, right? So everyone, girls dressing nothing, pretty much anything, and all that. So you go in there. Now, you can either pay, there's prepay, and you can Venmo, which was, for me, as a single guy, was $80. For a couple, I think it was $60, and single females is like $40. Single guys, if you get there before 11, it's $80. If you get there after 11, it's $100. All right, so I pay my Venmo. They have the little scanner code for you. Scan it, pay. Pretty simple, not too fast. You give them your name. Excuse me. So you have your name there. And if you're not on the list, I don't know if you can get in or not. But they have to look up. And they got a bunch of different SDC, SLS. They got their regular website and all that. So they can go and do all that stuff. So they have all that great stuff on there. You got your name, so you're good to go. Your name's on it, you're good to go. You pay your Venmo, you pay your admissions, and you go off. You give them the coat check, they give you a number and all that stuff. So that's good. All right, so you go through, you walk, you get to go through the black door. You open up and you turn to your right. In your right, you have the two bathrooms, which they only have two bathrooms. So they have, so got to keep those guys and ladies, you got to keep those bathrooms clean because there are only two on the premises. And right next to the bathroom is where you can get your setups, your, you know, your Cokes, your Sprites, whatever you need, ice and all that stuff. You can bring in coolers, but they got to be hard shell coolers. They cannot be none of those shitty styrofoam coolers or anything like that. This is, you know, they're trying to be a more upscale type place, which it is. I'm going to agree. I'm going to have to agree with that. This is a very upscale type place. All right. So you go in there. I go grab a Coke. You don't have to pay for anything. You don't pay for the setups. All you got to do, you know, tip the person getting you the setup and all that stuff. Now, there's only one, which was good because there wasn't a big line for setups and all that. Because people bring their alcohol and they just drink the straight alcohol, the beer or whatever they're doing. So that's good. So you don't have to sit in there waiting in line. Like some clubs and some swinger events, you sit in forever in a line because of the fact that they don't have enough people doing the bartending and anything like that. So, you know, you just got to be very careful. They did this right. So far, from what I saw, they didn't have any line problems at all. Even when you were checking in was pretty quick. You know, sometimes you go check in. When I'm in Houston, I go check in. If you got a new couple in front of you, guess what happens? You got to wait forever for that new couple to fill out their paperwork and do all that pay and all that stuff. Well, here it's pretty simple. Your name's on the list. Pay your Venmo. Go. All right. So you're in there. Bathrooms to the right. Setup stations to the right. You're all good. All set. The dance floor. Dance floor is huge. Pretty huge. They got seating. Permanent seating. They don't have chairs. They have permanent seating on the walls of the dance floor. So everything, all the seating's on the outside. So think of a square, and in the square, all the seats are on that outside of the square. They got one stripper pole by one of the chairs, by one of the chairs area, which is where I sat, and all that stuff. So you got nice little, you know, stripper pole, so you could do your little dancing. No one was doing anything on the stripper pole at this time right now. Because like I said, I don't know, after 11:30, I took off. Had to get back to the party here at the Crazy Winter Nights in Kansas City. So I did that, sat down, had my soda. I don't drink, so I had my Dr. Pepper. Actually, I had a Coke. They actually had Coke. I'm finding Kansas City and all that stuff is pretty much a, what do you would call it? A Pepsi City. I don't understand that, why some cities are Pepsi and the other cities are Coke. But anyways, so you go there. They play great tunes. I love the DJ. DJ was doing a real good job and all that stuff. And he was rocking people by 11 o'clock. A lot of people were dancing, having a good time, shooting the shit with people, and having a great time and all that. So all that stuff was great. And, you know, ladies were dressed. This was a place where the clientele was very great. Very beautiful women dressed like swinger with ladies. They had the mini skirts on, see-through outfits, they were dressed to the nines and all that stuff. So they were looking good. The swinger girls were looking good. Guys dressed nice. I was impressed. The gentlemen there were dressed nice. A lot of guys were in what do they call it? Nice suit and tie and all that stuff. So it was pretty good. Suit and ties they were having. And all that great stuff. So it was kind of weird seeing that, how people, usually when I go to a club, the guys don't dress at all. They don't know how to dress. I don't know. But here, the guys were dressed pretty nice. Girls were even sexier, heels on. They weren't wearing flats or anything like that. Dresses, all dressed. Even at 15 degrees, the women came dressed to impress. So ladies of the Fantasy Lounge on Friday night at the Mardi Gras, I give you a thumbs up. Gentlemen, you too. You guys dressed to impress. I didn't feel out of place because, you know what? I wasn't the only one dressed up. You know, I was wearing this stuff. I always wear a three-piece suit when I go out because, you know, you got dressed to impress. And I was very impressed by that. So that's good. So the clientele's great. Friendly? I don't know. I don't, like I said, you have to go for yourself. If you're a couple, it's always going to be friendly. Whenever you're a couple, it's always easier to make friends and all that stuff because the people there are more open to you and all that. As a single guy, a white single guy, you know, sometimes, you know, they kind of tend to stay away or, you know, they're a little shy or hesitant to approach you. But it seemed like everybody knew everybody there, and it's pretty, you know, it was all right. But anyways, so a lot of the people there were great and all that. They had in the back, they had a DJ in the back playing tunes. They had the video wall, so if they had a video, they'll play a video too with the music and all that, which I like. I like that because you can check out the video because you never know some of these, because you don't really know the artist and all that stuff, so I can figure out who's this artist. Oh, this is a, oh, this is a great song. All right, so sorry, my sign fell and I had to fix it and all that good stuff because, you know, people got to know. So I think I was talking about the DJ. The DJ was there, DJ playing. They got videos of the songs they're playing, all that stuff. So that was good. Then they had a setup of, you know, they had snacks. I remember Chips Ahoy cookies were there, chips. They had cheese and crackers, all kinds of stuff. So it was pretty, you know, pretty cool that they had the cheese and crackers set up because I went to town on the cheese and crackers because, you know, I was hungry too. And I like the cheese and crackers. So they had that little setup. Now, you got the dance floor. It's a square, pretty big, lighting, everything. It's upscale. Like I said, I'll read all the stuff that they describe on there. Actually, let's do it now. So they talk about them. So they said, come enjoy some hip-hop top 40 dance music to get those juices flowing and some sexy R&B to get in the mood. Our in-house DJ plays all the hits, so ladies, don't be afraid to request your favorite songs. All right, so you can do that and all that stuff. Ooh, mama, look at you. She don't even look. They just look at me like in disgust. Anyways, our private lounge offers upscale atmosphere. Yes, check. That is upscale. It's not trash. It's pretty damn good. Like I said, I give it the Swing and Single podcast thumbs up, or two cocks up. Dance floor with LED lighting. Yep, they got that. 4K HD TVs. So you got those. Modern upscale lounge setting. Yeah, it's upscale. All right. It's more upscale than a lot of places I've been to. Open. They got 9 private playrooms. All right, I'll get to that. All right. So let's just go back to the DJ. So they got the, it's modern and everything. Everything they say on the website is correct. It's accurate. Like I said, it's brand new. They just got to make a little, you know, tweaks there, here and there. The entrance got to be tweaked, all that stuff. All right. Now let's talk about the private playrooms. So to get to the playrooms, you got to go through the dance floor and where the DJ and the snacks are set up. You just go straight. You follow the wall. You follow the hallway, and there you go. They have one room with the St. Andrew's cross and all that, and they have each room has a different theme. Some rooms will have a bed. Some rooms will have couches. Some rooms will have the sex furniture, you know, in there. They have, now, there are 9 of them, so that's good. So you have a lot of area to play. You don't have to worry about, you know, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about, you know, not being able to have a place to play. Because a lot of times when you get to a club, you're fucked because you got nowhere to play. So now you're waiting and waiting. And even though there's a 2-hour time limit on a lot of these things, don't mean they're going to be done in 2 hours. Some of these couples go for a long time. Because you know what? Sometimes they pass out. I actually seen people sleeping. When I worked at the club, I would have to unlock the door, bang on it, and the fucking couples would be in there sleeping. But anyways, so they got 9 private playrooms. From what I can see, they have wipes, baby wipes, stuff like that. The wipes, you know, clean yourself off. Always clean yourself off after a play date. Ladies, that's very important for you because of the bacteria that gets in your urethra and can give you a nice little yeast infection. Then you might think you have an STD because you're pissing fire and you get all scared and all that. But, you know, listen to AC. Don't listen to AC. It's up to you. So they have those. So they have those in there. I think they have like some towels down too. So you got that. When you are done fucking on the beds, make sure you clean up after yourself. Make sure you put the condoms in the trash. Make sure you take the bedding off. I think they have bedding in there so you can put a new bed sheet on there. Because you know what? No one wants to see fuck on your jizz and all that. You know, some people might, but you know, a lot of people don't. They have one area of open play area where they have you know, porn playing. They got couches and all that. Now, this is where it's not really much of an open play area to me. It's kind of small, too small to be an open play area and all that. Now, did I see anybody playing? No, I didn't see anybody playing because, like I said, I didn't stay long. I didn't stay even past. I stayed 11:30. I got tired. I got bored because it was just people dancing and having a good time. Now, it was nice watching the ladies and all that, but, you know, AC gets a little tired after a while. I want to see some action and all that. So, you know, all that. So, you know, all in all, the overall vibe was a great vibe. It's a great party. For a Friday night, I was impressed that there were a lot of people there. Someone here was telling me, I was talking to them last night, and they said that it's a new venue and that they only do it a couple times. Like, they're only open, like every other weekend or something like that, which I don't think so because I'm looking at their, well, actually, you know what? Maybe they are right. Because I'm looking at their website, and Friday Night Vibes, they don't have a party posted until March 7th, and today is February 22nd, so yeah, I guess they're not open all the time, so maybe that is why they have a big crowd, so, you know, but it was nice, you know, you got to see a lot of sexy women, like, I'm there for the women. I don't know about you. I don't know about you guys, but I'm there to see the ladies and see how good they are and stuff like that. And they did not disappoint. Because I was very, very, very impressed by how the ladies were dressed. Now, you go some clubs you go to, the women got fucking jeans on. They look like they just got off of work at the dentist office or what, any office. And finally, bam, here they are. So, you know, that's always nice that they have, that they went out of their way to get dressed up. Like I said, maybe it's better that they not open every weekend. Maybe because, you know, you have to go there on certain days. You know you have to go and go there. So let's look at the pricing. The pricing is $80 for couples, prepay online or pay at the door. $80 for single males, prepay online before 9 p.m. the day of the event, and $100 after that at the door. 44 single females, prepay online or pay at the door. All right, and they got a link where you could click here to pay. All right, so that is the prices. Let's see what else we can get to you. Next one is March 7th. It's I don't know what the theme is, but I don't know. Let's see what else. Let's go upcoming events. All right, let's see. Party at the Fantasy Lounge, Friday, March 7th, 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. Friday, March 21st is the next one, same times. April 4th, April 18th. So, yeah, they're pretty much open every other weekend. So, I guess that's kind of, you know, cool, I guess. Let's see. What about last night? About last night. First, we all would like to thank everyone who attended our Mardi Gras themed party last night. We also would like to thank you for your continued patience as we get our website as well as our new location up and going to our standards. You will continue to see small changes on both as we work diligently between, can you say it, each party, make the Fantasy Lounge an even better experience for the previous location. Friendly reminder, you need to RSVP before 6 p.m. the day of the party on our website on the SDTC page. The earlier, the better. This is especially true if you haven't been fully vetted yet by us. These individuals definitely need to reach out to us in advance so it can be challenging to complete the process day or even before the party. Thanks again. All right. So remember, just do it before. Get vetted. Have some fun. All right. Let's see. Let's look at the reviews. All right. So it says, on December 18th, 2024, my boyfriend and I have been going there since they opened. They are like family to us, and if you want a comfortable place that makes you feel like you're at home, then this is a place, always a good time. The whole staff is always so helpful. So tell your friends about this new location because it's going to be a blast. But what better way to ring in a new year? All right. One of the best places in Kansas City, been going there for like 10 years now. Awesome, sincere host with the heart of the community. We have been going to their events for the last 18 months. Always clean. They hold people accountable. And last but not least, you're always going to have a great time. We love the environment that's created every time. Cool. Haven't been to the new place, but oh, have always had a great time when we went to the venue. The Fantasy Lounge is our go-to place in KC when we want to mingle in the lifestyle setting. Always a good time, many good memories. All right. Let's see what this says. Sassy. We've been coming to this club for the past 3 years, and it's always an incredible experience. Between the amazing music and people, every visit is memorable. The hosts do an outstanding job of creating a safe space for everybody. Hello, how you doing? Carefully vetting attendees, ensuring everyone can truly relax and be themselves. We are especially excited to check out the new location. It's sure to be just fantastic. Now, I don't know about you. The vetting part is kind of, it's subjective. Does it really keep out the trash or the bad people? Can you truly vet anybody? Like, all I did was sign up, show my picture. Maybe they do that because they want to keep ugly people out. Now, there were some ugly men, but there were not. I'm going to tell you something. I was, like, shocked. There was not, like, there would have not been one woman I would have turned down. Like, no way I would have turned any of them. I would not kick any of those women out of my bed. I'd be like, hell yeah, let's go. Let's party. So there were a lot of beautiful women. So the vetting, I think maybe that's code word for we're going to keep ugly people out. I don't think it's vetting, like, for bad people. Do that. I wonder if they do a police background check on people. And can they do that legally without your consent? So I don't know what they're vetting. But like I said, I have a theory. When I worked at Club Cave, they would tell people to sign up and submit pictures on the website. And the reason why, they wanted to make sure they were good looking. Those owners were pretty slick like that. Like I said, if you would have gone there on any night, a lot of good looking people were there. So I think maybe that's what's going on here, the vetting and all that. But you know what? It's their club. Like I said, it's their club. They can run it the way it is. I give them an A+ for the club. I don't see any problems with the club. So, you know, I'm not, no. It's all good to me. I don't see a problem with the club at all. I think it's a very good club. FantasyLounge.com. The FantasyLounge.com club. And I think it's very good, and it's very, you know, a very nice place and all that. So, you know, it is what it is. Anyways, so that was my night. So after I went to the Fantasy Lounge, I came back to Crazy Winter Nights, and they were still doing the karaoke. They were going karaoke strong all night. All night karaoke. Like I said, there was good singers and there were some bad singers. And, you know, you always got to admire someone who knows. I don't know if they think. Maybe they think they can sing. Or they know they can't sing, but they don't give a fuck. And I respect those people. I admire those type of people because it's amazing. You get up. Now, this is not like some karaoke bar. There are probably close to 200 to 300 people in this room. And you're singing your bad karaoke. They don't care. They get up there, they're dancing, they're singing, they're having a great time. And that's what swinging is all about, having that great time. And I was very happy for them. Like I said, I can never do it. I can never get up in front of a bunch of people and just be like, hey, yeah, okay, we're going to. Ooh. But, you know, who knows? But yeah, that was very fun last night, watching the people do some karaoke and all that stuff. Hello, how you doing? And they were going crazy with the karaoke. They were singing everywhere from country to rock and roll to, I think they even sung some rap songs and all that. So it's kind of funny when you hear a bunch of people trying to rap and, you know, and I don't think they had, and they didn't have the karaoke where you know the words. You had to know the words, so it's pretty good. And you know some of them were fucking up the words and all that. So, but it was okay. But matters is they got out there, they had fun, they had a great time. And I was very impressed, and I was very, very impressed that they were doing that. And it was kind of, And then, like I said, it's jealous, a lot of jealousy there because I would love to be able to do that. You know, because it would actually make swinging for me a lot easier. Because when I'm swinging, it's hard for me being introverted and not being able to just walk up to a couple, say, hey, start talking to them, start having a conversation. It's tough because of that. And that, you know. You know, it's just. And it's a numbers game. I had a girl tell me at Secrets that, you know, you really need to talk to more people because it's all about a numbers game. But I'm like, I don't want to be, you know, couples, help me out. I don't want to be that creepy guy, you know, that goes to couple trying to fuck. Because I'm in this lifestyle to fuck. I'm in this lifestyle to have sex. I'm not sitting there lying to people about, hey, I'm here to make connections. Great. If I can make a connection with someone, I can hang out with someone and be friends with someone, that's great. But the end game is always, you know, the fuck and have a great time. So, you know, for whatever it is, for whatever reasons, I just can't bring myself to be like, hey, I want to talk to everybody. And I know some guys can do it. Like I said, I always admire those guys that can do it. So, but who knows? It is what it is, guys, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, children of all ages. So, you know, we'll see what's going to happen. So, back there tonight, I go sit down. You know what? Actually, I talked to more people just sitting down and over by the fireplace than I did actually at the watching the karaoke and all that. So I started talking to people. They're the ones who are telling me about the Fantasy Lounge that it's only open like every other week. It's only open twice a month and all that stuff. So I was like, okay, that's how I found out the Fantasy Lounge is like that. So, let's see what else I got. So, what else happened at night? Nothing happened. I didn't end up with no one. I went home to jerked off and all that stuff. So, you know, in all, it was a pretty decent night. You know, other than having to jerk myself off. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right? You can't sit there and whine and cry about it. I met someone here today, real nice lady, nice plump, nice BBW, looking for some action, hopefully, you know. Wouldn't mind doing something. Now the girl to tits shows me her tits again. Jesus Christ. And all that. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, like I said, we're coming to you live from crazy winter nights here in Kansas City, Missouri. Remember to listen, go to swingandsinglepodcast.com. Go to see all things AC, see where I'm going to be at. Go to swingingsinglepodcast@gmail.com if you got any comments, questions, or anything like that. And go to Full Swap Radio. Check out other content creators, you know, people who have swinging podcasts and all that. I'm surprised they're not here. They should be here, but hey, I don't know why they're not here because they should, because this is where it's to be. But anyways, they're not here. I am. So I have this journey for you. So, with that, let's talk about something else. Let's go to the positive stuff. All right. So we go from having fun at the Fantasy Lounge, fantasylounge.com. We're talking about coming to you live from the crazy winter nights here in Kansas City, Missouri. I won't be here today. Tomorrow I leave, go back to the real world. So I want to be, let's talk about positivity, you know, because I do talk about the negatives of being a swinger. And I want to talk about being a positive. And I saw this article, sheknows.com. She, as in the female, S-H-E, knows.com. I found it, and it says, 4 women get real about swinging, how swinging affected their relationships, which is, okay, let's see. So, based off the title, I would ask you, what do you think is going to happen? You think these girls are going to be, swinging ruined my relationship. Swinging made my relationship okay. Swinging saved my marriage. Stuff like that. But we'll see. Because American culture is structured around monogamy, the idea of having sex with anyone other than your spouse or long-term monogamous partner might seem unimaginable. It can be hard to understand how swinging, when you swap partners with other couples and sleep with someone new, can in some cases lead to stronger relationship bonds. You may think that the totality rare and always on the DL, but believe it or not, there are couples interested in dipping their toes and other body parts into the swinging waters than you may realize. And for some of these couples, their relationships is totally blooming as a result. Yes, I always said, swinging can enhance your relationship. Swinging can also destroy your relationship. In this case, this is about all the positivity stuff that comes out of swinging. You know what? Last day I had my Advil. I lost my Advil tabs somewhere. So I don't know where they went. Let's see if I can find them. Maybe they're in my big pocket here. I hope so. Oh, yes, they are. Maybe. No. No, they're not. Just paper trash. Anyways, so I really want some Advil. So if you got crazy eights, come to my booth. Give me some Advil. Anyways. Let me see some messages. I'm getting some messages here. Hey, guys, if anyone need a refresher, hang on. They got the nurses here for the Wicklid drips and all that stuff, which is good because, you know what, some of these people need them. All right, anyways, so back to the positivity. Here's one major caveat. You need to communicate exactly what the arrangement is. Wow, who would have thought that? Like I said, you got to be able to communicate. Communicate what you want. Are you going to be an open relationship? You know, there's a difference between swinging, open relationship. Open relationship, you could do anything. Hello, how you doing? Lady in black with a nice booty. And you got to talk. You got to communicate. What do you want to do? Do you want to do anything? Do you want to, you know, be able to date outside the marriage? Do you want to date alone? Do you want to date together? Stuff like that. So you got to communicate what you want. You know what? I would suggest doing it together first and see how comfortable you get with maybe the husband going off and dating by himself or you going out and dating by yourself. For any type of ethical non-monogamy to work peacefully, there will the here I will include swinging. You really have to be on top of your communication game and be incredibly self-aware, says Dr. Emery Morris, host of the podcast Sex with Emily and author of Smart Sex. Most folks think any type of non-monogamy is about more sex, but if anything, it requires more communication. You need to take extra time to process your emotions around your sexual relationships and it's impacting your main partner. Even if you develop other sexual or romantic connections, emphasizes Morris. Definitely. If you are starting out, especially as you're a newbie, you're going to have a fucking flood of new emotions and new feelings coming in. I don't know. Emotions and feelings are the same thing. They probably are. But you're going to have those new emotions coming in. You're like, holy, holy, holy. What is this? What are we doing? And you might like it. You might not like it. But one way you can stop the negativity is by being able to talk to your partner about it. Can you imagine being able to talk about to your partner about that stuff? Think about it now. Are you able to talk to your partner about what you really want? Do you want to tell your partner you want another woman? You want to tell your partner you got another man? You want just a man by yourself or whatever? Those are the things. It's scary. Some people cannot talk about their partner. You got to be very open. You got to be able to tell people what you're looking for and all that stuff. All right, so it's also not ideal to try swinging as a way to spice things up in a relationship that might be on the rocks. 100% agree. If you're trying to save your marriage, don't have a kid and don't start swinging because it will just end your marriage. If anything, it will put a spotlight on the problems in your current relationship, whether it's a lack of trust, a lack of communication, or an inability to communicate, says Morris. If you are insecure and trusting spot in your relationship, trying swinging can be an amazing erotic adventure, according to Morris. The sky is pretty much the limit. You can head to designated clubs and on cruises for swingers and connect with people who will make your couple's trips that much sexier and gratifying. Yesterday, I talked about I read a Vice column about a girl who was jealous. She says she never thought she would be a jealous lover until she went to a swingers resort. Then she found out she's not jealous. And the same thing is true here. They had fun. She ended up having a great time with a couple that was there. A bunch of couples, actually. They hooked up with a couple of couples. You know, they were doing swapping spit, swapping cocks, and swapping pussy and all that. And now, here you go. Same thing. a good couple, if you can find a good couple that you connect with and you have a great time with, guess what? You're going to have a wonderful swinging time. If you have the communication pat, you're able to talk to your partner about all the good stuff that you want. Through meeting and exploring sex with other couples, learning new couples' bodies and preferences can help you become more aware of your own and your partner has as a result, says Morris. Yes, like squirting. Like a lot of women don't squirt until they actually find someone that knows how to make them squirt and all that. And now they can teach the husband. I would teach guys how to squirt, make their wives squirt and all that stuff. Not saying that I can get every woman to squirt, but, you know, I'll put money against my ability. Make a woman squirt. You know, it's, you just got to get them to that point. And you got to know. You got to listen to their bodies, stuff like that, orgasms, all that stuff. That self-awareness piece is key here. If either of you tend to experience jealousy intensely, then swinging could potentially be a challenge for your relationship, according to Morris. Once you establish that jealousy, what jealousy looks like or doesn't, hey, how you doing? You doing good? Her tits are fucking distracting. Her boobs are distracting.
My boobs were at their best when I was breastfeeding, and they were so
fair. Yeah.
Fucking love them, but I didn't like the kids.
You gotta have a trade-off.
Yeah, I gotta have a trade-off.
Yeah, but you're all right. They still look good. So what? Listen, it's what you bring to the table. It's not the look.
What?
So they're less, more suckable.
Oh, man.
And they're pillows now that you sleep on. So there you go. So you your tits went from here to there, and that, but they're more fun to play with. So you see, you got to look at the positive. Don't look at the negative. Right? You can't look at that and go, judge yourself, put yourself. It's like cock size. You can't look at a guy. Right.
Some of them are snacks.
Right.
Some of them, like me, are four-wheel deals.
You're a five-course meal, baby. You're the top-of-the-line meal right now. You know that. All right, so how do you put a person in eye candy?
Say what?
Eye candy. What's an eye candy lady?
Eye candy means that is so pretty, I don't want to mess it up.
Okay, so that would be eye candy.
That's eye candy.
A snack would be someone you just want to... Don't want to take it home. All right, and you're a five-course meal then. Take it all the way.
Yes.
Claim it as your own.
Yes.
There you go. I like that. That's good. That's a good positive attitude. So many people have a negative attitude. It's like, dude, don't judge yourself based on that.
No matter what they look like.
Judge.
Works of art. Gorgeous. Women and food are both like art. You can go to a museum.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's true. Are you at home decorating?
No, no, no. But I think that people understand what I'm saying when I say it.
I do. I agree completely. It's like I always tell people, it's not the how she looks, it's how she treats you.
Mm-hmm.
If she treats you well, it doesn't matter what she looks like. Because guess what? When you go home, she's got to treat you well. Because if you're at home, she's a bitch, you're going to be miserable, don't matter what. No matter if you're banging other chicks on the side or whatnot, you're going to be miserable. So I'd rather have someone who is a BBW or thick than a skinny mini that's going to make drive my life miserable, make my life miserable. But you said they're a snack. So you don't want to keep them. You just want to get rid of them. You got to get you a five-course meal that jiggle. So that's good. Now you got a good attitude.
And also, other than, you know, the categories, it's about how they make you feel. If they make you feel safe.
There you go.
If they make you feel comfortable.
Right.
Like comfort food. Back to the food thing. You know,
right.
The eye candy or the snack might give you a rush of energy.
Mm-hmm. The sugar rush.
It might get you excited and pumped. But if you feel groggy later on.
Right. Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah. So. Maybe that's something that is a once-a-week treat or something.
You need to do a seminar to make these women feel better about themselves. I hate those women that, oh, I don't look good. I'm like, honey, you got the same body as every other woman. You look good no matter what. Or they don't think they have a chance with you. I'm like, honey, every woman has a chance with me. It's just how you perceive yourself. If you're negative, no, probably not. But if you're positive about it, you could be a big girl. I don't care. As long as you don't suffocate me when you sit on my face, that's all that matters. Right?
Yeah, some guys like a little bit.
No.
The challenge.
I don't want to die.
You don't
want to
die.
I don't want to die. I love my life. I have a great life. I don't want to ruin it right now. Maybe when I'm 60, you can sit on my face and kill me. I don't. But after right now, I'm having a great time. So. No, we got to get new wristbands. Uh-oh, so someone must have broke in.
No, it's a preventative.
Okay, thank you. Nice talking to you.
Yes. Sorry, honey.
Don't
I didn't
worry
mean
about
to
it.
Interrupt.
We were talking about food.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, sorry about that, bro. Had a beautiful woman. Hey. Show the ass. She's got a great ass. Nice eatable ass. That's a nice eatable ass. Got a little. She turns me on. She leaves me alone. What a meanie. And anyways, let's go back to what we're talking about. So, knowing that self-awareness of what you like and what you don't like. Once you've established that what jealousy looks like doesn't look like for you as a couple, you can move on to thinking about swinging more seriously. From there, you and your partner may find you strengthen your communication and trust and build an even more solid foundation upon which to have sexy adventures, says Morris. If you're reading this and feeling a bit curious about swinging, either with your spouse or a new long-term partner or just that cool friend with benefits you have an understanding with, there are a few more things you should know before you dive in. Below, four women get real about how their own swinging experiences really like. How she got into it. Let's see. Nicole has been with her husband for 18 years and been swinging for 17. Whew, good for them. How she got into it? I grew up with this ideal that there's not just one person for anyone. And that we can enjoy being with multiple people, as well as the ideal that you can have sex without having emotion tied to it. Hear. My husband knew that I was bi-curious when we met. So on our anniversary of our first date, we decided to explore and went to a swingers club. How it impacted the relationship. It really helped strengthen our relationship. Not all experiences were 100% pleasurable. So we made an effort to have those conversations and keep the lines of communication open. When you talk about swinging, it makes it so much easier to discuss other issues in a relationship. I think so. What's the worst thing? What's more thing than having some guy stick his dick in your wife? Is there anything else? I don't know, man. It's like, okay. So, you know, just something to think about. Her advice to those considering lifestyle. For couples who are considering it, we suggest that you better have a really good relationship starting out because it doesn't fix broken relationships. It only breaks them up faster. Nicole, I agree with you, honey. You're a smart lady. Your husband did a good job marrying you, wifing that woman up. Also, you need to have conversations with your spouse or partner before you go into it. Know your rules and limits before you get to a situation because you really get upset with your partner. Get you with your partner if you don't talk about it. All right, let's see. Another one. Jody was introduced to swinging 5 years ago and is currently single. Oh, Jody, call me. She loves her work as a sex coach and says it. If it weren't for swinging, she wouldn't be where she is now. So how she got into it? I was introduced by swinging by a former husband, and not in a good way. One day he forgot to log off the computer, and I looked at his browser. Ooh, nosy. I saw some sites that I was not familiar with, but I was appalled by what I saw. Sometime later, I confronted him about it. He explained to me that swinging what swinging was, but I furthered my knowledge by reading everything I could. I then told him that if he had just talked to me about it, it was something I could be open to. All right. So how did it impact the relationship? Swinging honestly had no effect on our relationship, which ended for other reasons. Swinging challenge changed my changed me personally for the better. I have sexual confidence that I didn't have before. I exclusively date swingers now because I meet a much better class of men. They really honor and respect me. All right. I think that's bullshit right there, that statement. They really honor. I know a lot of dudes, and they're not very respectful. Behind, when they're with other guys, they're not very respectful of women. And you got to be very careful as a single woman. When you're in this lifestyle, be very careful that the guys are just using you. Now, you might not care that they use you, which I know some women that don't. They said, use me as a coupon. And great. But I'm just one of those. I'm one where I want a legit relationship. So I look for the legit relationship. And I know a lot of women will say they're looking for a relationship too. But yet, when it comes down to it, when they're talking about it, they don't want one. They say they want it, but they really don't. So I don't like that you're saying that swingers men are just better than vanilla men. There's a lot of great vanilla guys out there. There's a lot of great single swinging dudes out there too. Just don't say that they honor and respect women. Okay, trust me. A lot of these guys. Okay. All right, whatever. I'll find a tangent. So here's advice to those considering swinging. If your marriage is struggling, don't do it. It will only make things worse. If you had a good marriage, dip your toes in the water. Attend a meet and greet or an other's events. The swinger couples I have known, absolutely amazing marriages. For a single woman, you meet the best men ever, but take it slow and make sure you take the casual dating precautions. Yes, okay, I agree with that. But I just don't like how it's the best man ever, okay? I know a lot of dudes, a lot of my dudes I know are the greatest guys ever. And I introduce them to women all the time because I go, you know what, this fucking dude, it's pretty good. This girl, they would make it. So, but I don't sit there and think that, oh, they're so great and all that. They're not just, there's a lot of good men out there, single or not, swinging or not. Julia Allen, co-founder of Stockings VR, was 24 when she first walked into a swingers club and has now been swinging for 25 years. Good, me and her are the same. How she got into it. My boyfriend thought it would be fun to try. We didn't do anything except dance and talk to some people the first night, but it was exciting and I couldn't wait to go back. A few months later, on New Year's Eve, we had a hotel room and invited a few people up. Well, everyone came up. It was packed, and before I knew it, everyone was having sex all around me. Hey, how you doing? A lovely woman wanted to play with me and my boyfriend. I loved it. I love watching him with her and having him watch me with her. And the both of us just getting lost in the whole experience. I love the experience of being able to have sex outside of my relationship. So how did it impact the relationship? I've never been tempted to stray outside of the relationship by having an affair. Swinging takes care of all my sex needs. I really feel that it strengthens every relationship. I don't view sex as something that you only have with someone you love. Sex is recreational. I think every boyfriend I've had has felt the same way. Of course. Along the way, I started filming myself with various people and decided to take my swinging, exhibitionist, kinky lifestyle and make it full-time. I guess you could say that swinging has enriched my relationship and enriched my life. Her advice to those considering swinging. Don't feel pressure. Most people who are new to swinging don't actually have sex. They like to watch. In a swinger club, no really does mean no. Many times I had men and women approach me, and if I don't feel like it, I just say no. You can explore your fantasies you have at a swingers club. I would suggest for the first timers to try a larger club where there are lots of people. People go to swinger clubs are normal people who you never guess in a million years were swingers. About 90% of the people who swing are married with kids and just want to try walking on the wild side together. And let's see. One more from Jessica Drake, an adult superstar and certified sex educator. Okay. All right. She's an adult sex educator. So, how she get into it? Depending on the state of each relationship and my boundaries with different partners, I had different experiences. In the beginning, when I was younger, I felt awkward based on my inability to be assertive about my wants and needs. It felt more like that group sex stereotype that you might see on TV or in porn, and definitely more male pressure centered. Yes, I agree with that. A lot of guys pressure their women into it way too much. And it's just something, you know, you try to stay away from. Anyways, how it impacted her relationship. Sexual jealousy has never been an issue for me. As long as my needs are being met, I feel secure and aroused when each of my partners enjoys someone else. I think one mistake some people make is assuming that swinging has only one meaning, but it's something that is totally open to interpretation. Some of my most intimate, fulfilling encounters lately have been soft swap, meaning I have sex with my primary partner and have foreplay with only our guest. Her advice for those consider swinging. If you want to start experimenting with swinging and swapping, you need to take a look at your sexual values and belief system. Compare it to the way your partner perceives things. And before you proceed, have an honest discussion. Overall, if you find yourself wanting to try this later on in life, go for it. It may reawaken you and give you a sexual second wind. It's never too late. There are people of all ages, all body types, all colors who come from a variety of backgrounds looking for like-minded people. So that's their advice. I hope you enjoyed their little advice in the swinging and all that stuff. Remember, go to SheKnows.com. It's a great article. Check it out. Before with that, I'm going to cut this off. I'm going to go take a break, get some food in me, and all that great stuff. Remember, go to SwingingSinglePodcast.com. Check it out. See all things AC. Go to have any questions, comments, go to swingingsinglepodcast@gmail.com. Go there also, have all that stuff. Remember, gentlemen, to shave your cock and balls and keep on swinging, everybody.